Hey guys, it's James. Do me a favor. If you're a gamer and you're on YouTube, go check out my new channel. It's called Day Old Games. Even if you're not a gamer and you just like me, you might get a kick out of it. I don't know. Just try it. Just go to youtube.com/@dayoldgames. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is That Story Show. Hey, podcast people, I'm your host, James Kennison.
And I'm John Steinklobber.
Welcome to That Story Show, where we share your hilarious real life stories and talk crap. Happy to be here. You know, I heard a rumor, and it's not really a rumor. It's something that's true. It's been this way for a while, but they took Sky Buckets out of Disney World.
Sky Buckets, yeah.
And we were talking about it. We have memories of these things. And
what were you saying? Got to ride them. I was a turd. So I was saying that they took them out because people were, you know, young boys probably were gross and they were spitting off of them. And,
yeah.
And then I just confessing to James at the moment when I was in fifth grade, I got to go on a school trip because, you know, living in Florida,
yeah,
that's where you do. It's you go on a perks. School trip to Disney. It's just down the street. And yeah, we were, you know, bunch of fifth graders in the Sky Buckets, no adult supervision. And yeah, we were spitting from the Sky Bucket. Now, we weren't aiming for people. I have to add that caveat.
Okay. All right.
But yeah.
But you were definitely doing
we
it.
We were doing it. Because you know any boy, you know, they get to an elevation and they just have to spit from that elevation, see how long it takes to get down to the bottom.
So you are not the reason they ended the Sky Buckets, but you are part of the reason.
I would say that I'm collectively part of the reason, yes.
Because there was a initial probably complaint from a tourist, like, you know, we saw some boys spitting up there.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, we'll definitely put that down, but it hasn't been a widespread issue. But then over time, more and more complaints came in to the point that they took down a ride that probably cost them, what, $2 or $3 million to install with the original park.
Yeah.
Took down the stations and everything. One of them is now a Rapunzel Tower.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
When did they shut them down?
So, yeah, they shut it down. I know I went to grad night in 91, and they didn't have them then. So.
Well, I Googled it. And it says Disney World's Magic Kingdom shut them down permanently November 9th, 1999.
Really?
Yar.
Dude, that's fairly recent.
Like it is. Well, if you consider 26 years ago recent.
Well, for me, for us old people, I swear they didn't have them. That's crazy.
You know, they shut the Six Flags ones down too at some point.
Yeah.
Probably for the same reason.
Oh, absolutely. But my thing is, there just had to have been a period where there were complaints and people weren't taking them seriously. And then it just worked its way up. But that leads me to believe that there was a point in time where humanity could be trusted to ride a Sky Bucket without spitting on people. And that part of our existence.
Yeah.
Is over.
Died off in the 80s, apparently.
Yeah.
Because they probably put up with it for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, this is it. 1999, they're like, we're done.
So how much are we missing out on as a culture because you and people like you spit on people? And
I don't think I actually spit on
what
people.
Other kind of things are you doing that is limiting? Like I'll admit to something and then maybe you should admit to more crimes. I'm the reason.
Okay.
I'm the reason that we can't have real oil lamps on the table at Cracker Barrel.
No way. They don't have real ones on the table anymore?
No, they haven't for years. They haven't for years, but back in the day, they had the ones, you know, that you could turn the wick up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they would go out and blow them out. Now, if you look at them, they're made of plastic. The bulb is still glass, but there's a little tea light inside, a little oil tea light type of situation.
Oh.
That is inside what looks like the bowl where the stuff used to go. And I'm the reason they changed it.
You are.
I think so. Either that or I'm the straw that broke the camel's back, because I was eating with my friends and my spouse. I believe she was my spouse at the time. I don't really remember. It's all blurred together now. We've just been together for so long.
Right.
But we were eating and I saw one of the waitresses going around, and she had one of those thin laminated menus, and she was popping the tops of the oil lamps. And apparently causing just enough air disturbance to put out the lamps. And I'm like, heck, I could do that. And so I grabbed one off the table and I hit the top of that lamp. And I bet you cannot guess what happened.
I am going to guess what happened.
Okay.
You hit it with such force that the glass shattered and it created some sort of fireball.
Okay. So what glass? The lamp? The lamp?
Yeah, part? the globe that goes over the...
That's what you would think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's what you would think would happen. But what actually happened is the tremendous force went straight down that bulb part into the bottom bowl.
Oh.
And that shattered.
Whoa!
And oil went all over the place.
Holy cow.
But luckily, thankfully, I can't even imagine how close to disaster we were. The flame did go out.
Yeah.
Because we would have all been aflame. All yeah. of us. And there was a lot of cleanup. There was a lot of embarrassment. There was a lot of me acting like I didn't do anything.
What happened?
We could have been killed. What's going on at this place?
Did you get a free dinner out
no,
of it?
No, no. I wasn't going to push it that far. But I will say, the next time we went to dinner, there were no oil lamps in that entire facility.
Wow.
Which is how, and I can prove I know, because the bases, they sit on these wooden bases.
Uh-huh.
And there is a peg at the yes. bottom of those bases that fit into a tiny hole into the table.
Because you know why?
So they won't slide off the table.
Right, because somebody probably swiped them off the table yeah. at one point.
Yep. So they fixed that at one point, but they weren't stupid, idiot-proof. So so anyway, when they did come back, the bottoms are plastic, and inside the plastic globe is a smaller reservoir that still contains some sort of fuel, but it's a little pipette of a wick. That if anything happened, it couldn't burst into flame. It couldn't burn you and your friends alive.
Yep.
And I think I'm the one that caused that to happen on a national level.
Wow.
Because anyone you go to now, they all have the newly redone. And this has been 15, 20 years ago. But yeah, I'm the reason I did that. That's my legacy.
You are the reason, James.
I've left my mark on Cracker
I feel
Barrel.
Like I should that I feel like that's bragging privileges, actually.
That's what I've been doing. What do you think I've been doing? you thought I was admitting to something I'm ashamed of. I was embarrassed and ashamed at the time, but now looking back, I didn't get in trouble, didn't cost me anything, and we're all safer. We're all safer.
Yep, right. That's what I'm thinking. I know the guy that caused Cracker Barrel to stop putting oil right. lamps on the tables.
That's right. I ruined it for everyone.
You did. I can't top that.
But they came back. You know, they found a way around it.
They did.
They didn't just rip it out of the sky like Disney World did.
Mm.
You know, it's like they could have put little troughs around the bucket, you know, that would have caught your spit, a little sneeze guard kind of a contraption. They keep people from jumping off the Empire State Building, you know?
True.
Empire State Building used to have a much better view till all those suicides ruined it for everyone.
Right.
Gosh. How dare they?
Do we have to put a trigger warning in now?
Yeah.
Don't you have to call that unaliving or something?
When are we ever? We're not on freaking YouTube, so.
Can I rant about something for just a second?
Please do.
So apparently you can't say the word gun anymore. You have to call it a pew pew.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah. And I watch a lot of gaming channels, so I get to hear that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And you can't kill something.
You have to unalive it. Hey, turn off kill the lights. No, unalive the lights.
Unalive the lights.
Too bright in here.
Well, it's because of advertising. It's not straight up censorship. It's capitalism, you know, burning itself into mainstream culture. The thing is, with any word that you replace with another word, it then takes on that meaning.
Right.
When we were kids, or I want to say even in high school, we stopped using certain words and started using the word special needs. But then how long did it take for us to murder that and turn that into a slur, you know?
Right.
I'm special, you know? And now my kids constantly say, so-and-so has, what do they call
autism?
An autism. Yeah. You know, so-and-so has autism about this or has autism. I'm like, do you realize that's the same as when you got mad at me one time because I said retard? Yeah.
Yeah.
They're better than me though. The kids today.
Yeah.
They know what's going on. They've got it.
They sure
down.
Do.
I went on a little rant myself.
You're an old fart, James.
Yes, I am. Yes.
Get
I am.
Off your lawn.
Get off my high horse.
And stay off my lawn while you're at it.
So, so yeah, that's the only thing I could think of though, that I've ruined for everyone is the oil lamp. That is, I want that on my tombstone.
Wait and see.
No, I think about dying sometimes, not in the way that sounds. I think about, you know, what's going to be left after I go and who's going to show up at the funeral.
Man.
And it's like, you know, I need to book a location. Like I'm going to have a location funeral. You know how people have location weddings? Destination right. weddings. I'm going to have a destination funeral.
Okay.
And if people want to show their respect and love for me, they're going to have to pay for it. They're going to have to stay at a resort.
Ooh.
Yeah. It'll be nice. People will have great memories and
in a vacation.
But if you feel like, you know, saying your final words to me, it's going to be in Mexico, Cozumel or something fancy. Okay. Here's our opening story. Nathan from Spokane, Washington. Hey, James and John, congratulations on making it to 500 episodes. Yeah.
I was
pretty excited about that too. It only took us, you know, 19 years or so.
It's all right. In 20 more years, we're going to be at 1,000.
I am proud to say, although I wasn't introduced to your podcast until a few years ago, that I have listened to each and every episode almost twice.
Wow.
That's crazy. It was either 2018 or 2019 when this tragic event took place. Disaster. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
We were at a distant family member's lakeside cabin and spending the day water tubing, water skiing and fishing. And I remember it was almost dinner time as my sister and I were walking around the dock where, unbeknownst to my little sister, someone's fishing pole lay askew.
Hmm.
Suddenly I heard a scream emanating from my 4-year-old sister's direction and looked over to find she had stepped on a lure.
Oh,
it was irresponsibly left on the dock
with a treble hook, no doubt.
Yeah. What is that for our fans and for me?
So it's like a 3-pronged hook.
Yeah. For our dumber fans and for dumber hosts. Okay. 3-pronged hook. That's the worst. I looked at my sister's foot. I saw there were at least 2 of the 4 barbs.
Oh,
in up to the loop. Now I would imagine the loop is the little hole at the end that the string goes in. Yeah. That thing's
what
in there.
What in the world?
Oh, okay. So.
Oh, poor kid.
Those things are terrible because they're barbed, right? They're not just hooks. They have a little hook that faces backwards.
Right.
So it can't come back out.
I am in pain right now.
It's like arrows. The ones that were used in medieval times had a point with barbs at the side. So it was easier to go through the rest of the way than it was to pull it out.
Mm.
Isn't that messed up? Anyway.
That is messed up.
So she was in up to the loop. As I looked at my sister's foot, I saw there were at least, 2 of the 4 barbs. My sister actually ended up having to be taken to urgent care via a boat.
Whoa.
So instead of they were in the sticks so bad Then they couldn't get a helicopter out there. They life floated her across.
Floated her. I was thinking more like Miami Vice, and they were just kind of like doo.
My siblings had to be taken. My siblings and I had to stay back with our dad and try to get some dinner. Yeah. So don't worry about us. We'll find something to eat. You go get fixed up, but don't worry about us. We'll be fine. Who's going to make dinner now that Shelly's gone? Eventually we picked up my mom and sister at urgent care. And I found out that to get the hook out, this is the hard part. To get the hook out of my sister's foot, the doctor freaking tied a string to it and then jerked really, really hard.
What?
Like really fast.
What?
Like you would a loose tooth.
Stop it.
There's no way.
Does this poor kid have a foot still?
I know. There would be a chunk missing.
Like, that's a little tiny foot. Like he said, she's four, right?
Yeah. Three prongs deep. You don't just rip that out.
No. It's like some kind of medieval torture, I'm pretty sure.
Surprisingly, no blood even came out. See, I don't believe what? That part. I hope it makes it on the show. It did, but let me talk to you about something real quick. That just doesn't make sense. Okay. When I was a kid, I was a Boy Scout. Were you a Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I loved my Boy Scout handbook and field book. I would go through it constantly. I love survival stuff. I love first aid stuff. I love lashing. I love knots.
Yeah. I didn't like the first aid.
I didn't do any of it. All right. Didn't do any of it, but I knew how. And I would read it over and over. So I, as an adult male now, know how to get a barbed fishing hook out of your hand or body.
Yeah. And I remember that page in the handbook. Yeah.
The way they suggest it is to go ahead and continue piercing. And then since it's a loop, it'll come back out the other side, you know, around a bit. So let's say you got it in your finger. You just keep pressing until it comes out. Then you take wire cutters and cut off the barb and then slide it back out the way it came. So that's what would have happened, because imagine it's in your finger. One barb is in one finger and you just take that thing, pull it like a bad tooth. What's going to happen?
You're going to lose your whole hand.
Yeah. It's like guys that have nipples pierced. Okay. Sorry, masculoids.
Thank you.
We're a family show.
Yeah, I don't know what that word means.
Yeah, we don't know what anatomy is.
Yeah.
We weren't taught that in Christian school. So anyway, yeah, I saw a movie one time where a guy was all pierced up and he ended up near a magnet, a giant magnet, and it just tore out all his business.
Piercings.
Yeah. And he had one in his nose and in his tongue, and it just tore him out of him. And that's one reason I would never be pierced. And I think it's similar enough to bring it up as a hook thing. You don't just jerk those things out. You have to finagle them a little bit. That's what Boy Scouts taught me anyway.
That's right. I question that doctor's, his doctoring skills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is medical practice.
But sometimes in small towns, and I might take heat from this from the Small Town Doctors of America Club, but sometimes in small towns, you don't get the best doctors.
Hmm.
I know this because do you remember St. Mary's Hospital that was later turned into a old folks home?
Yes.
Yeah.
My mom worked there.
Okay. So when I was burned as a child, when a flaming marshmallow exploded on the side of my head.
Hmm.
I got third degree burns in one area right here.
Still have the scars to prove it.
I do. I do. I was taken to that hospital and they cleaned it up and then they just stuck a bandage on it and sent me home. And the next day it was so stuck on my burn I put it under, my stepdad put it under a stream of water, hot water, which felt wonderful, by the way, and had to ease off the bandage, ease it off. But there was a chunk. There was a 1 centimeter circle and then a little dot next to it that wouldn't come loose no matter what we did. And he even rubbed the back of the bandage to try to, you know, It just had congealed around it. So finally he goes, 1, 2, 3, bah!
Oh!
Yeah, yeah!
And that's where the scar came from.
And that's the part that scarred, yes. The worst.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
People do it.
Yeah.
You know, and bad doctors are the reason. So, you know, I don't know.
That's why our insurance premiums are so high.
I mean, you were life floated, and then you were, they treated it like you were in a dentist office and just said, you know what, let's get that thing out. We're gonna,
but there was no blood.
One end of the string tied to the barb, the other end tied to a doorknob. Just slam the door. We'll get that thing out. So
take 2 Tylenol and call me in the morning.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done for the day. Anyway, listener Finn sent in a message. He sent it to me this week, and he sent me an image in this message that he was claiming to be a number one fan. And it was a message from Spotify.
Oh, and yeah. It's that time of year where they start doing the rewinds or the something or other.
It said he was a top 1% listener.
Ooh.
And the number one listener for the year on Spotify.
What? He was our number one listener for the year?
That's what he said. He said, and in the image said he had 61,778 minutes listened to of our podcast. So,
wow.
That's impressive, right? Sounds good. But I had to do the math. Let's say, just for fun, we have 508 episodes, okay? I don't even know. We do. We currently have 508 episodes at an average length of, say, 45 minutes. Some of them are shorter, some of them are longer, you know, but average. So that's 22,860 minutes. So Finn would have had to have spent 15 days and 21 hours listening to the entire backlog just once. But his Spotify screenshot says that he's at 61,778 minutes, which is a total of 15 days and 21 hours. Finn is claiming that he's gone through the entire podcast 2 full times and is 70% of the way through his 3rd complete listen.
Wow.
So my question was to social media, is this something that could really happen? And I heard back from many people that say they have done this and more, just not this year and not on Spotify. So Finn, congratulations.
Yeah. This segment dedicated to listener Finn.
Yeah. This, your math checks out. And I think it's crazy that you spent 15 days and almost a 16th day in the year listening to our show.
I'm honored.
I am too.
I'm flattered too.
You listen more than I do.
That's actually very accurate
for
me too.
I don't listen to my show. Dude, I used to, man, when it was brand new, I would obsessively listen to it because I'm like, oh, I screwed up there. I would over edit.
I'm judging myself all season.
It was horrible. It was so horrible.
I listen when I'm not on it. Like if when I've been off and you have a guest on.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll listen to those. And then sometimes I'll listen to some of the older stories that I was on. It's like, I remember more things when I listen to that for some reason.
Yeah.
Pretty weird. Like I'll listen to an episode that I was on a long time ago and I'll remember where I was sitting when we recorded that episode.
That's cool.
That's weird.
It's awesome. Let's rewind the week. All right, so I have a bit of a rewind, but I have to set it up.
Okay.
Because it was just a brief misunderstanding. My wife paused at the wrong time in a sentence, but that's not necessarily all there is to it. I, in my past, was a kids pastor, and I had 136 volunteers underneath me. And 2 of those volunteers were a married couple that did our third grade children's ministry small groups. Okay. So they sat with them. They were over the third graders. They helped them get the bathrooms and, you know, helped them behave and all that kind of stuff. And then they did small groups afterwards. But they were in their mid 40s and their youngest child was a senior in high school. And they were just the sweetest couple. And then one day they came in and she's just beaming. She's beaming. And she's telling everybody she's pregnant. And the I'm mom? Like, yeah, the mom at 45.
Oh.
Her youngest is a senior in high school, and they're starting all the way over.
Wow. And she's happy.
She's thrilled.
I mean, not that, I mean, there's no reason not to be.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. Because when I make it personal and about me, oh, heck yes, there is. I'm 52. My youngest is in high school.
He's a senior too, right?
Yes, he's a senior. If my wife came in and told me she was pregnant, I would want to unalive myself.
with a
pew pew.
No, I was going to say that. I was going to, when I said, no, I ain't going to say that.
Yes. Yes. See what I mean? When you replace words, it doesn't matter. It freaking doesn't matter. Anyway. So I was thinking about them the other day because I was thinking about that very horrible thing. And then we're out to dinner this past Wednesday. And my wife just out of nowhere says, "We're having a baby. Shower at work." I want to tell you, she paused just an inch of a second, like a microcosm of a millipede of a second, just the smallest amount. But my brain stretched it out for infinity.
That was the longest millisecond ever.
Because she's pregnant. We're going to have a baby. It's just like I feared. It's happening now.
No.
And then shower at work. We're having a baby shower at work. And I said, "Jen." She's like, "What? Why did you pause after saying baby? I was just thinking about that this week," you know? So anyway, that's why I had to set it up. Cause good Lord, my whole life had changed.
Your heart sank.
And you know, honestly, if we were to have a child, I would be suicidal, but it would be bad. Like, but I would love the kid, just not as much as he probably needs. You know because what I'm saying?
You poured all that love out into the first two and you're like, "I don't know if I've got anything left."
Yeah. I told Jen, she said, "Do you think we would be different parents?" Cause then we started a conversation. "Do you think we'd be different parents?" I said, "Oh, I know I would. Cause I tried to get back into kids ministry this year. Yeah. And I had no patience for those little buttholes. No patience at all.
The kids are different these days.
They are totally different and they are wusses. They cannot take correction. You can't correct them. They have to be redirected and you can't put them in timeout because that's oppressive. And maybe it's just white kids. Cause I was dealing with white kids for the first time in my life, but you have to piddle around with them. Some of them stuff in their ears because they can't handle noises. But by the way, they can talk through the entire service, but God forbid somebody talk to them too loud, you know? Yeah. So I don't know.
I think there's not enough Gen X discipline in the world. I think nobody disciplines like we got, right?
Yeah. And like we did for that matter. But I told Jen, I said, I think now that you want to say we wouldn't be kind of different kind of parents, but I said, I think I would because I know what you can get out of a kid now. You know, what is the basics of behavior and stuff like home or school and expectations. And I think I would just expect it and be a little less patient. Cause it's like, no, at this age, I know that you can do this. You're going to do this yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's time for you to tie your shoes. I'm not going to freaking tie your shoes anymore.
Yeah.
And Jen's like, I actually have a friend that was born really late and her parents raised her that way. It's like, she has stories of things that weren't done for her because she was number seven. You know?
She was just lucky.
Her and her
there.
Younger brother were seven and eight. And,
of
eight kids. And
good night.
So, she's like, but what do you mean you'd be less, you know, less supportive or whatever? I'm like, no, it would be like we spent 3 years teaching Jay that when he had to go back to school, you have to do your homework. Like I would be, yeah. I would get that done the first year. It's like, we're not doing this again. All Hades would come raining down on that child. I wouldn't coddle. Oh, come on now. We remember what we learned last year. No, that's over. It's, you know, do you want to live? Do you really want to live? You've already ruined my life. Do you want to live?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Well, you would be different parents.
Definitely.
And you would be called grandparents.
There's people that do it, though. I mean, my friends, like I said, my volunteers did it. And they're out there living that life right now. And that kid is probably a senior in high school now.
Well, that's the first thing I think of. Like, when you say that, I'm like, okay, how old am I going to be when my kid's a senior in high school? You know?
Yeah.
So, like, if that were to happen today, I would be 68.
See? Yeah. Wow. But there's a lot of stuff I wouldn't trip about. Like I would be a lot more, you know, like with their, as long as they communicated, I would be a lot more free about where they went and all that kind of stuff. I never did trip over music they listened to. I don't regret that a bit. It didn't change anything about them. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff I wouldn't sweat. So I wouldn't sweat the small stuff. The big important stuff, I would be extra, extra hard on, but, yeah, the small stuff, but, behavior, respect, not speaking like a baby. There's so many kids that talk like babies.
Yeah. I've seen all that stuff too.
Yeah. It's terrible. Anyway. So we're having a baby shower at work instead of a baby. So good deal.
Congrats.
So be careful, folks, when you're talking to your spouses. And
sometimes pauses are a little, you need to not pause.
They're eternal, man. That one, like so many things went through my brain. None of them are sweet. You know, none of them were like precious. I'm a terrible father to a kid that doesn't exist.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm great to the two I have,
but that one that doesn't exist.
I'm horrible. I'm already the worst.
Already. Things would change, I'm sure.
Yeah, my when I had Jenna, I was gonna have Jay. I was, and I took care of it. But I asked my friend who had two kids, I'm like, I can't imagine loving two kids. I love Jenna so much. Like he said, your heart grows.
Oh,
and I felt that I did. It's not like I had to split my love between two people, which is kind of what I was thinking. No, you just grow and they get their own set, you know, of stuff. And it's the same way later on when they grow up and need your money. It's like a whole different set of income and expenditures that you have to spend. Each kid is unique in what they need, but they all need the same thing. They need your money.
So you're saying you grow a second wallet too?
Ah, I wish that were the case. You do actually have to split that one in half. So
that one you do.
Yeah.
So kids, your parents love you equally. It's just different.
Yeah. Right? You do actually eventually have to pick a favorite. Who's got the chance of actually earning back this investment? Between the two of them, I don't know. The jury's still out, but Jenna's doing pretty good. Your son's
still in high school.
Jay's still proving himself. We'll see. Yep.
Got to get there.
We'll see. You know, sometimes he wants to be a radiologist. That's great. Sometimes he wants to be a teacher. That's good in spirit, but he's going to be poor. How's he going to take care of me and Jen? You know? And then other times he wants to be an accountant like his mom. And I'm like, that's stinking awesome.
There you go. That's the one that's going to push you in that direction, son.
Yeah. We're just, you know, send you a college that doesn't have radiology or teacher credits. It's all business. There you go. So
just got to think of how we're going to retire. That's all.
So what you been up to this week, John?
Man, not as much of that.
That was just one minor thing at a dinner.
Thing of the day. Well, speaking of dinner, I was getting some things together for a dinner and I had to run to the Walmart, James. And, I don't shop very often. It's kind of,
I don't either.
I don't even like going to stores very often. I'm finding, but so when I get in there, I'm kind of like out of place anyways. And you know, like when we're talking on this show like this, it's easy for me to talk to people, right?
Yeah.
And talk to you and on all of our listeners who can't talk back.
Yeah.
And so, but when I'm like in a store, like I get very introverted, and I guess that's normal. I don't know, but so I don't like talk to people much or anything.
Yeah, I'm similar.
And so I'm wandering around trying to find something. I don't even like to ask for where things are located, because if you do then you're like, I could probably find this on my own, or I could pull the app up and it'll tell me where it's at.
Right.
So I typically will do that, but I found what I needed and it was time to check out. And I had a few things in my hands and I never get a cart. So, you know, I'm carrying all this stuff up and do the self-checkout thing. And I'm
don't get me
doing
started.
All that stuff. And guy behind me, it's like, "Hello, sir." And I'm like, "Oh crap. Somebody just said my name," except it's not my name.
My name is sir.
What do I do? See, and I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm hurrying up here," because I had actually finished. And I was trying to bag my stuff. You know how impossible it is to open those bags and get everything. So I'm trying to bag it. And he's like, "Hey, sir, how are you doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, hey, I'm good. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get out of the way here. You can go ahead and move on up." And it was a younger man and his wife and their little kid. And he's like, just, you know, super nice family and stuff. And he's like, "Hey, I just was wondering if you'd like to come study the Bible with us."
Oh.
And I was like, "What?"
At Walmart?
It was at Walmart. He's like, "Would you like come study the Bible with us sometime?" And I was like, "Ah."
Random.
That was random. And I didn't know how to answer that, because I was like, well, I mean, I would love to.
Yeah, I'm a studier of the Bible, but I don't know you from Adam.
Right. And I was like grateful for it. And I was like, "Well, hey, I'm actually part of a fellowship and this and that and stuff." And of course, I'm awkward because I'm trying to be social at that moment, but I'm not doing a good job. And so I asked a couple questions and stuff, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you know, like where the church is and all that stuff." And I thanked him, you know, for doing that. But then I was leaving. I was thinking, did I look and appear like the kind of person that was in need of Bible study? I mean, I don't know. I understand the great mandate. You got to go out and make disciples.
Yeah, but at Walmart, it's
well, sure, that's
soliciting people at Walmart. I think that's against the rules.
No, I don't think there's any rules against such things.
Really?
But I was. Yeah. No. Yeah. You just.
I'm like, sure if they knew you were people bugging people at Walmart, they would put a stop to it.
Sure. Well, it wasn't like he was being.
I hope so. I stand against that. I'm not anti-evangelism, but trust me. But there's a time and a place, you know? And one of them is like my bathtub. If I'm in my tub, I'm being silly, but it's true. There are times and places for it, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay, so one time our youth group went to a rock and roll show to go and preach to people about Jesus. Dumbest thing ever. Why? Why, James? Why is it dumb? I didn't see it at the time, but I do now, because you're getting them at a high point, at the highlight of their life, man. It's they're there to see a concert. They paid money to go see a concert. You don't do it then. You build relationships with people off the clock, you know, people you know, people you run into with, people you have you've invested into. And then you live your life Christ-like in front of them. And when there's an opportunity that naturally opens, that the Holy Spirit provides, you take advantage of it. I say take advantage, but you step into that role and it overflows, hopefully, from the Spirit of God in you. And it's nothing you have to force at the self-checkout line at the freaking Walmart.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if you, I've had people come up to my door and try to get me saved, and it's so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and I'm saved.
Now they know where you live.
I'm a Christian, and I feel so awkward. Do you want to talk to us about Jesus? No, I don't. But I can't say that because that sounds terrible.
You mean jerk.
It's like, no.
Yeah, and if you do tell them that you know him already, they're like, "Well, they're like,
oh,
sure?
Do you really? Do you go to our church? Because our church is going to heaven. Is your church going to heaven?" I'm like,
Now I'm second guessing myself. Yeah. I don't know.
We might not even worship the same Christ, you know? So I don't know. I don't know. I have opinions on everything these days. Back when I was 32, when we started this podcast, I don't know that I did, but now that I'm old and crotchety, you get to hear my comedy and my opinions.
Dadgummit, that's right.
And I think you should take each one just as seriously.
Which way is that?
Actually? Not seriously. Oh,
got you. Yeah.
I have strongly held opinions on these things.
And you know what they say? Opinions are like armpits. Everybody's got a couple and they usually stink.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah. No, I just think there's a time and a place. And I think there's a place that makes sense. And yeah. I know there are guys that get out there with their little squawk box and they, you know, fire and hellstone and brimfire and all that stuff. And that works for them. That's great. But I don't know. When I look at the early church and the life of Christ, I see someone that built relationships and reached out to people around them and they left legacies. You know, they didn't do empire work. They did kingdom work. When I'm building my church, I'm doing empire work. When I'm building the kingdom of God, I am doing kingdom work. So if I'm crossing off, if I'm making a checklist of how many people I need to get saved this year, just for numbers sake, that's empire. That's me building my own little empire. But
oh man.
Anyway, don't get me started.
You're just gone to meddling now.
We should probably do stories or something.
Probably.
We got a review brought to you from Podgagement. If you hate to laugh, don't listen, says Dan Lewis, 78. He says, James Kennison and John Steinclub are the funniest James Kennison and John Steinclub I know.
What?
It's crazy. Awesome. Not in this episode. That's saying a lot because I know multiple James Kennisons and John Steinclubbers. Is that plural for Steinclubber?
I guess so. I've never pluralized it. I don't know.
Like Santa Clauses?
Santa Clauses.
Steinclauses. Yeah. But seriously, if you hate to laugh, then you'll absolutely despise this show because you won't be able to keep control of yourself while listening. Also, if you try to give people Jesus at self-checkout line, you're going to hate it too. You thought that was a good idea and that was and you just got deeply hurt. Then you're going to hate this show. The laughter will start deep inside your belly, make its way up your esophagus, and be out your mouth. That sounds a lot like throwing up before you know what happened. Sounds a lot like puke.
From heaven.
Just a warning for all non-laughers out there, but if you do love to laugh, by all means, do yourself a favor and listen. Thank you so much. Do leave a review for us on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us really happy and it really helps the show. Review.thatstoryshow.com. We're trying to get to 2,000 reviews total before our 20th birthday at the end of the month. We've got 1,933.
So we need 67 more?
Yeah, something like that.
So y'all get out there. If you've never
left a review, just go to review.thatstoryshow.com.
Create a new email.
And do it again.
It can even say the same thing. It's all right.
It could be one star. I'm not even picky. I just want 2,000 of them.
You know, James, there are some people that actually pay for reviews.
Oh, no, I know. There's not a week that goes by that I don't get some freaking
advertisement
podcast expert, quote unquote guru, that promises me hundreds and thousands of organic listens and all this kind of stuff. And they even want to give me samples. They said, send me your feed. I'll give you a sample. So basically they would run my feed through their little robot algorithm. Yep. And I'm just like, I used to argue with them. Like, you don't, and it was fun. It was fun for a while, but now it happens so often that I just immediately spam them and block them.
Yeah.
Like I can only see take it from so a much. Mile away. It's like, hey, do you have a YouTube podcast? I'm like,
no.
And some of them get really, they work hard. They're like, you and John have a great show and a great track record. I could really get you into the next level with my services. And it's, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It only costs you $12,000 for the first 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember telling on this podcast how I played with one of them one time. And I was like, how much for one? And he's like, 1,000? I said, no, one, how much for one download?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it kind of took him aback. That's back when I used to have fun with them, but now they're just annoying. They're so annoying. I get that and guests that want to be on our show. They want to promote their book. They want to promote their band, and they don't want to. They want us to completely be thrilled that they want to be on our show. They have nothing to do with our show. They're doing yoga for babies or something. And it's like, what entertainment value do you bring? You don't even know what kind of show we are. And you're wanting to talk about talking to dead relatives, you know? I actually got really tempted one year by someone that wanted to talk about dead relatives. I went through this whole thing in my head. We're going to have them on for Halloween and I'm going to ask her to talk to my dead relatives. And then when it doesn't work, we'll just have a laugh. It'll just be funny, you know? And I told my wife about it and she's like, James, don't you play with that mess. And I'm like, okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But then I realized it was a little mean-spirited because whether or not I believe in it, they do, and it would be mean. That's not what Christ would do. So,
right.
You know. So right. He would turn their blood into wine or something and unalive them that way. I don't know. I don't know Christ as well as some people do, but I think that's what he did to somebody one time.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to check that out.
Yeah. I haven't really read the Bible. So most of mine comes from secondhand knowledge and stuff.
Comes from TikTok.
I know if you become a priest or a nun, then the demons are going to possess you.
Oh, that's from watching TV.
From movies. Yeah.
Right.
So that's I get all movies, of my input about the Bible from movies. And so I know quite a bit about demon possession, but not much about Jesus other than all serial killers worship him.
Yeah.
Like that's true. Cape Fear. Yeah.
And so. In Zootopia.
What?
I don't know. It was the first movie that came to my brain.
All right. So this is from Alexa in Walkersville, Maryland. Hi, James and John. My name's Alexa.
Man, I triggered just activated everybody's Amazon.
Hey, Alexa, turn the temperature to 170 degrees. I'm 18 years old. A fun fact about me is you guys recorded your 8th episode on the day I was born. Oh my gosh!
That's crazy.
February 14th, 2007. I just thought that was cool. You suck.
She didn't say you suck.
No, I did. I'm telling Alexa that you suck because that's mean. That is an interesting fact, but you just made us feel so old.
Speak for yourself.
Holy crap. When I was around,
felt old.
That's true. When I was around 7 years old, I was going to a really small church school, small enough that our entire elementary department could fit in a single classroom.
Wow.
Cause, on the compound.
No, that was like my school growing up. That's no lie.
There were only 6 of us, not including the main teacher and the man that made us call him master.
Doesn't say that.
They weren't in a cult. I'm just being silly. Now, because my school was so small, we were all in there with Miss Q. Now, we loved Miss Q.
Miss Q.
And I was one of the few students that had been with her since kindergarten. So basically, she was like a second mother to me.
Aww.
With this being said, there was a summer that she invited me and my sister, who's a few years older than me, to stay in West Virginia with her for a week. So that explains that, West Virginia, right
there.
Hey,
now.
Hey.
My wife lived in West Virginia.
Exactly. I know people from West Virginia, and they all have a similar history and a very similar family tree.
No, they don't. Come on.
Oh, man. Let's see. I was absolutely thrilled about this, going to West Virginia. So we'd stay on her mother's little farm, and we'd get to fight in a feud with the next door neighbors.
Okay, now that part actually. It's the Hatfields and McCoys, man.
Where I'd get to help in the gardening and get to see all our cows and put up a few crosses. And so when the day finally came, I got into a brand new car ready for, what's wrong, John? Got ready for the best trip ever. The road trip would take a few hours. So she let me pick out some snacks. And like any child, of course, I went to the candy aisle first and I picked out some gummy worms, which were my favorite. But Miss Q didn't want me just eating sugar, so she had me pick out something other than candy. So I happily agreed to this. It meant I got another snack. So I grabbed some cheese crackers, and we got into the car, and we set out on our awesome road trip. Now, I don't know if you know anything about West Virginia, only what I've seen in movies. And so far, you guys don't wear shoes. So...
Come on. Yeah. They had got at least one. It snows.
They share it. So me and my sister were sitting in the back of the brand new car and eating our snacks. But I don't know if you know about the terrain, but there's a lot of back roads on those hills.
Yep.
So I was sitting back there getting just a little motion sick from the journey, but we still enjoyed our snacks. Dun, dun, dun. However, unlike my older and smarter sister who stopped eating her snacks when she just started feeling a little sick, my 7-year-old self refused to stop eating gummy worms and cheese crackers. Why? Because they were made for the car ride, of course.
That's right. I'm not going to eat these in a house.
Dadgummit. By this point, we had been on the road for a few hours, and I could finally see that long driveway leading up to Miss Q's mom's house. I'm jealous of that long driveway. I want to live in a house that has a long driveway.
I do too, or at least a paved driveway.
I don't want paved. I want the two ruts going through the field
with the grass growing through.
No, I want leaves. I want so many leaves that the grass can't grow.
Okay,
that's my dream. But anyway,
all right,
either that or sand, because we talk about going to Florida. Anyway, all of a sudden my tummy grumbled a little.
Ooh.
There were grumbles of an angry tummy. So before I knew it, I could feel my gummy worms betraying me.
Betrayed.
I could feel the crackers churning in my stomach.
Oh, no.
It was at that moment I felt it. I felt all my yummy gummy worms and crackers trying to resurface. I panicked. This was my teacher's brand new car. I couldn't ruin it. With my insides becoming my outsides. So, trying to protect her precious new car, I smacked both my hands up against my lips, trying to seal the food from coming back up.
Mm.
But if you've ever tried to use your hands to cover a bottle of soda from exploding everywhere, you know that hands don't always stop the liquid from coming out. In fact, it just fights its way right through all the cracks between your fingers, squirting the liquid in all different directions. So, from my attempts to keep the car cleaner, I just made it all worse. So it went, I was behind the driver's seat. It went all on the seat in front of me, over the seat onto Miss Q herself, onto my sister next to me, on the windows, on the floor, everywhere.
She all basically caps. Turned herself into a vomit sprinkler.
Yeah. Gosh. And when all of this was done, we had reached the top of the driveway, just barely missing my chance to get out of the car by seconds. For the next few years, every time I would get into her car, I could still see the stain from that fateful day. A nice big splotch on the back of the driver's seat. And now, almost a decade later, whenever I plan on going on a road trip, My sister will still tease me. Hey, you want to go get some gummy worms and cheese crackers? I still laugh about it to this day. Anyway, love your show. Hope it made you laugh and hope it makes it on the show.
You bet.
Oh, that was great. Thanks, Alexa. Thanks, Alexa.
Wow.
Alexa. Hey, Alexa. Yes. Please order $1,000 worth of gummy worms.
Would you like some cheese crackers to go with that?
Yes, we would, Alexa. Order $1,000 worth of cheese crackers.
Adding it to your cart now.
Thanks, Alexa.
That's the worst Alexa. You're welcome.
I don't even know how she sounds, but.
I don't know. Definitely not like that.
Oh.
Wow. So February 14th, 2007, that's what make Alexa help me with the math. Like she's in her
she's
20s 18. Now.
She said 18? She said it.
Oh, are you up there? Okay. Well, I was close. 18 is close to 20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, Alexa.
In 2 years, she'll be 20.
In 2 years. She's a senior. She's same age as your son.
Oh! Yeah, that's right, because Jenna was born...
2005.
Yeah, the year before I started podcasting.
Mm. Wait, was she born 05 or 04? Because she was in December, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so 04, I guess.
Yeah, Johnny's 05. Anyways. Memory lane.
Yeah, let me show you pictures of my kids.
Hey, I got some baby pictures. No, I won't do that to you. But I will read this story from Julia, who is from Columbus, Georgia.
Oh!
Yeah?
We like Georgians.
Well, we like our Georgians. And Julia, she's just right down the street from me.
They wear shoes most of the time in Georgia. Uh-huh. They do wear shorts with puffy jackets, though, when it's cold out in the South Georgia area.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, the students at my school will wear a hoodie year round,
mm-hmm.
but in the winter, they'll wear a hoodie with shorts.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either. But I don't know. Short legs are less sensitive, though. I'm wearing a hoodie with shorts right now. Have you seen my hoodie?
No. What's your hoodie look like? Oh, that's a sweet hoodie.
That
I'm wearing a hoodie. Yeah. I'm not wearing a shorts, though.
I got a special deal on it. So I put the That Story Short logo on it.
Yeah, I just pulled my hoodie up. Oh, man. This is an XL hoodie that I'm wearing.
Oh, mine's large, and it's a little tight around the neck.
That's why I got mine XL, so I could... It's really big, but it's baggy. I don't care. Whatever. I want to read Julia's story. So here you go. Hi, James and John. No, wait, she said, hi, John and James.
Oh, I always love it when they do that because they think it makes me mad, and it does.
It does.
It does.
Hi, John and James. Here's a story for y'all. Me and my family, another road trip. We got a theme going here. Me and my family were driving down to Florida to tour a college, which was about 5 hours away. We left around 3 that day, so we were expected to get to our Hampton Inn at 8:30-ish.
Sorry. Georgia does have a rule that you have to be at least 3 hours away to get an education because they don't have any, they don't believe in education in Georgia. So you
come on,
have a minimum
man.
Of 3 hours to before
they
you can
got the UGA.
Find, exactly, a party school. Anyway,
we
go
got
ahead.
Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I know. In Athens.
We got something else. We got some other, we got SCAD.
Yeah, don't break my heart. I was supposed to go to that school.
Where are you?
Yeah, I toured it and everything.
Ooh.
Savannah School of Art and Design.
Yeah. They have a branch up here in Atlanta, too. So
they were just getting into CGI. I saw the first CGI stuff when I went there, and I was like, oh. So my whole life could have been different. Don't get me started.
Okay. I won't reopen that wound. Feel like a, you know, marshmallow burn on the face, I'm sure.
Oh,
John's a jerk.
Wow. I thought I was the jerk in the show. Oh.
Actually, I was just trying to make it relatable, but it came out a real butt face thing to say.
You're a nice guy. It's a nice guy thing. Oh. You just didn't know. You didn't mean to.
You're right. I was being a nice guy, not an LBB.
Right.
Okay, so they're headed to Florida, about 5 hours away. They're going to get there around 8:30-ish. Here, recap. It had been a long drive, and we were very tired and cranky for some reason, my mom decided to try out her new Hampton Inn app that particular night. Eventually, we finally arrived at our hotel. Now, our family tends to overpack. Anytime we travel anywhere, you always see me and my brothers holding 6 or 7 different bags, bottles, boxes, random pillows, a fan.
Yeah.
That's the way it is for us.
When you're driving, why not? You know?
Yeah. You got to have it all. Just in case. You might get stranded somewhere, right? That's my thinking.
Yeah. If you're not flying and you're not paying per bag, bring it all.
Do it. Bring it. Bring everybody's stuff. In fact, just put your whole suitcase. No, your whole closet.
Definitely bring your own pillow and your fan.
Definitely the fan. I don't know. I'm weird about my pillow. I don't know. Because I'm afraid, like, if my pillow touches somebody else's place, it's not my pillow anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I'm very particular. Anyways, on top of that, all of our stuff, we also needed a giant wheelie cart for our suitcases. So we all piled into the hotel, and my mom went to the front desk to proudly check in on her fancy schmancy app.
Oh, man.
That is how it is written.
And Georgians, man, you know, they're just finding out about the internet. So this was a big deal.
This is an app. The lady at the front desk scanned something and then she gave us our room key. It took like 2 seconds. And I thought, man, that actually was a useful app. The lady said that we were just a few doors down on the first floor. Again, I thought, wow, this is actually going pretty smoothly. We all hobbled down the hallway, tired, hungry, cranky, looking like we were about to move into that hotel. We got to the room door and my mom got the key card out and to unlock the door. And when she did it, a little green light appeared and we heard the door unlocked.
See, she's saying this as if like this is brand new technology. She's never been outside of Georgia like this.
Well, maybe I should have read that with some different emphasis.
I mean, this is amazing to her.
We got to the room door and my mom got the key card out and it unlocked the door.
Not even a key. A key card.
It was a card.
It wasn't even shaped like a key. Can you believe it? It had a magnetic strip and everything. It's the future.
It's amazing. Hey, that's how we do it in Georgia. So she tried to open it, but for some reason the door wouldn't open. So she tried multiple times, but it still wouldn't work. She was about to go ask the lady at the front desk, but she tried it one more time. And this time the door opened.
Wow.
Unfortunately though, we weren't the ones who opened it.
Ah, she's at the wrong room. Oh, that's the worst.
Here it gets better, James.
Oh.
Because the one who opened it was a half asleep man who just woke up.
Woke him up. He's in his undies. Oh.
He woke up. Right when we opened it, though, my mom screamed like she had just seen a cockroach getting eaten by an even bigger cockroach.
Oh, quit saying cockroach.
Cockroach. Roachy roach roach. And we were all pretty dumbfounded and silent, except for the quiet, terrified whispers of my mom. After about 5 long seconds of silence, that man was the first to speak. All he said was, "May I help you?" And my mom shuddered a few times. I'm sorry. My mom stuttered a few times.
Shuddered. Yeah.
Shuddered. What is it? No, this is Georgia. Georgians don't shudder. They stutter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry about that, Julia. So my mom stuttered a few times and then said, "This is your room? This is our room. How, what I checked in and all that kept saying, all the man kept saying was, no, this is my room." After about a minute of this, my mom just said, okay. And he closed the door.
You just have to assume you're wrong. You don't fight the guy.
Yeah, he's already there.
Yeah. Do you want him to leave and then you go into his room and stay the night?
I mean, the bed's already warm.
No. No.
So we made our way back to the front desk. We told her what had happened, and she checked my mom's fancy schmancy app. In less than 1 minute, she said, "I have news for you. You're at the wrong hotel."
What?
"You're at the wrong hotel," the lady said.
She didn't have the wrong room. She had the whole freaking wrong hotel.
Yeah, the wrong hotel.
That's amazing. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so I have an issue with this, but I'll insert that right here.
Okay.
All right. So the lady at the front desk should have known
that somebody was in that room, right? Don't you think she would have been like, wait, 107? There's already somebody in 107.
It just depends on what part of Florida you're talking about, man.
Okay.
True Southerners don't consider anything south of Georgia the South, right?
That's pretty true.
Yeah.
Once you cross that state line, you're back in New York.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Except for some parts of Florida.
Right. The part my mom grew up in, Dixie County, dude, way down yonder on the Suwannee River. So that does exist, but it just depends on where this place was. The communicator here is talking as if this technology is blowing their mind, you know, that there's an app. So I don't know what the education level is of the person behind that desk.
Hmm. We're in Florida now, though, so we can make fun of the Floridians.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Floridians, you know, are known for their bad decisions. At least the Florida man.
That's right. Right. The Florida man. Maybe the... Well, no. Anyways. So the lady behind the desk said, I have news for you. You're at the wrong hotel. There's one about 10 minutes down the road. 10 more minutes. That's your hotel. So we all gathered all of our junk and hobbled back to our car, reloaded all of our stuff. Then 10 minutes later, we arrived at the right hotel, unloaded all of our stuff, and safely got into our own room. James, there's a moral to this story.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that is, don't trust your mom's fancy schmancy app that she's proud of. Maybe, Julia, maybe you might want to question your mom's reading skills because she read the wrong thing.
Yeah, I still put the blame less on the family and more on the business because you're right. How did they give them a key to a room that was already checked out? Obviously, it didn't even work.
Yeah.
So, like,
they had to make the key.
Right.
That's strange.
So something's awry. Something wrong at the corporate level.
I want to see that fancy schmancy app.
Yeah.
And then we'll have to talk about who is it, Holiday Inn or...
Did she drop name drop? Did she?
Hampton.
Hampton
Inn.
Dude.
All right, Hampton Inn.
Yeah, I don't stay.
We're going to check you out there.
I don't think we stay at Hampton Inns.
Nah. I like Drury Inns myself, but... Anyways, this is arrest. I don't know if this could be used as an Iceman story or not, but I'm sure that man thought we were all an Iceman. Love the show and hope it makes it on the show.
That's great. Yes. I don't have my retail harps sound, but yeah. Okay. So the same thing happens. Trying the key doesn't work. Uh-huh. Light doesn't come on. Then suddenly it does work, but not because the key worked, because the door was open and the mom looks at the man and she said, would you like to come study the Bible with us? Yet another example of a bad time to evangelize.
You know, we should probably have a segment show just on that. Maybe. Bad times to evangelize.
Yeah, like the poor girl that had a freaking hook in up to the hole, you know. It's like, hey, do you have a minute to talk about Jesus Christ? No, I don't. I don't. It's a bad time.
Maybe get this out of my foot first.
Yeah. Perform a miracle, and that'll kind of soften me up. But
yeah.
No, I heard a very well-known comedian talking about... because he's a Catholic guy and he's talking about, you know, I'm Catholic, which is why I'd like to talk to you all about the love of Jesus Christ. And everybody kind of laughs and he says, doesn't that make it awkward? He says, I think you would go to the Pope and say, I want to talk about Jesus. And he's like, no, man, I'm not really into that right now. And he's not wrong. It is an awkward thing out of context, yeah. But yeah.
Truth.
Anyway, TJ, from Rexburg, Idaho, sends in our last story for today. Hey, James and John. I'm glad he's got his names in the proper order.
Yeah, now I'm the angry one.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to choose, you got to do it alphabetically, John.
All right. That makes sense, actually.
Yeah. And in order of importance.
Okay.
It's like on Steam when you're, when you're sorting by popularity. You know, to get you the right game. You want to get the popular games.
I understand now.
So anyway, you're the popular one.
I'm humbled.
One. You're popular one.
No, I don't think so.
I have never, ever, ever thought that I'm the main draw here. Have you ever experienced meddling grandparents? No. Have you, John?
Is that the kind of grandparents that like to put on leather and metal studs and they just like rock it out with a guitar and like, is that the meddling or?
No, because we're not that old yet. And that would be our generation that would do it.
That's a good point.
The punk kids and point. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Meddling grandparents are the ones that ask when you're finally going to settle down and when you'll date.
Yes. Okay. I know who you're talking about now.
I have never had that problem. My mother didn't want me talking to girls, and my grandmother was dead.
Well, my grandparents had so many grandchildren that
they didn't.
I'm not even sure they knew who I was sometimes.
Oh, wow.
At least on my mom's side.
So you weren't getting $50 in your birthday card from grandma?
Not from those ones, no.
Yeah, okay. So for years, my grandparents have been talking up this girl that I grew up with. Jamie, stalkers. She was my sister's friend throughout elementary and middle school until life circumstances drew them apart. Okay. So I'd be home on break from college and my grandparents would say, Jamie graduated from high school early because of COVID. She's so smart. Time would go by and my grandparents would bring her up over the phone when I'd visit. Jamie got into your college. Jamie's going to be going to your school. You should ask her out and spend some time with her. Someone from home. Jamie got assigned to a mission in Italy. Jamie served her mission. Jamie's back from her mission.
Oh.
On and on for years. Ever super intrusive. Never in-depth conversations about Jamie. Just passing comments. At least they weren't pouring it on too thick. You know, they're planting seeds, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
It came to a head. Sounds like came to a head though earlier this month, and I've read this story. This is ridiculous. I would even go as far to say redonkulous.
What
these grandparents do? So, I'm really excited. I got a text from my grandparents asking me to call them about my birthday gift. Okay.
Oh.
So it's his birthday. I got a gift. Call us about it. I call.
All right, TJ.
And they asked for my work schedule. I gave it to them. And they said to keep myself available for that Saturday. And I thought, hey, they must be sending a package that I need to sign for or something.
Aww.
So he didn't think a thing of it. Later that night, though, remember I said it's redonkulous. Later that night, I get a text from an unknown number. But it was within an area code from my hometown. This is verbatim what I got. Hey, TJ. This is freaking Jamie. He didn't say freaking. Emphasis mine.
Okay. Sorry, I sound like somebody who's had a habit for too long. I'm getting over this cold, but.
I heard that your birthday is this week and I'm the gift. No, I'm. It's worse than that, actually. I'm reaching out on behalf of your grandparents to see if you're available for lunch or dinner on Saturday.
Oh, grandma and grandpa.
Dude.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match.
Oh. Or one night next week. So you're not getting out of this, TJ. She's anytime.
It's happening.
Any day. You are going to have to make such an excuse to get out of this. So,
this weekend, next week.
Yeah. Just
anytime for the rest of the month.
Any day that ends in Y, actually. So it was sent with a photo of my grandparents.
Oh,
holding a sign that said happy birthday.
Wow. Wow. TJ.
I stared at my phone in shock, thinking to myself that there is no freaking way.
I would have been shocked.
I had seen Jamie in town a couple of times saying hi, but never talked to her for long. There were a couple of kids from my hometown here, but I never talked to them either. But I sat down with Jamie's text for quite a while, thinking about what to do.
Jamie's getting left on red.
This is so scary. This is kind of scary. Like, It is freaky, a little freaky that grandma and grandpa did this and that she went along with it. She had to have been into him a little bit because
I think so. I mean, why would grandma be, pressing this?
One time I watched a movie, I didn't finish it because my wife said I would find it disturbing because I did. I found the first part disturbing. It's called Baby Reindeer. Have you ever heard about this movie?
No.
It's about a woman that gets absolutely infatuated with this dude, like stalks him kind of crap. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yikes. Yeah.
So I'm getting those vibes from Jamie.
Baby Reindeer vibes.
Yeah. So anyway, I sat with the text for a while thinking what I should do.
What do I do?
I ended up responding with, "Hey, Jamie. Yeah, sounds great. Sorry they roped you into this. I'm free on Saturday if you want to get lunch or dinner."
So you're paying, right?
So yeah. Oh, it gets better, John.
Oh, it does.
They got that covered. After some more talking back and forth, we agreed to go to a barbecue restaurant that served better burgers and barbecue. My grandparents had sent Jamie money.
Wow.
To take me out with instructions to give me the remaining balance after we had eaten.
Whoa, grandma. Grandparents, sorry. It's not just grandma.
Don't keep this for yourself, Jamie. This is for TJ, okay?
That's right. I know how much I'm putting in your hands right now, sweetheart.
So we spent 4 hours talking that day. We got along so well. Talking was easy and comfortable, and we agreed to stay in touch and hang out more. 2 weeks later, we're a couple.
What?
Fast by most standards.
Read that again.
Yeah, 2 weeks later.
Are you making that up?
We're officially a couple.
Whoa.
Fast by most standards, but it didn't feel fast since we had freaking grown up together. And
TJ.
Grandma had been planting those seeds, patiently watering them, waiting for them to come into fruition.
Did.
While I'd never admit it to them, my grandparents were right.
Oh, man.
Thanks for everything, TJ. This,
that is an amazing story, first.
Yes.
Second, it didn't end how I thought it was going to.
So, rewind the harp. What did you think it was going to end like?
I was afraid to hear that Jamie had gotten very clingy. And
that's what I was thinking too.
And poor TJ's trying to figure out, how am I going to get out of this?
Yeah. I was thinking Jamie was very unattractive and desperate.
Oh.
Well, because the only other circumstance I've seen that was like that is in a very famous Christmas movie called It's a Wonderful Life. Do you recall?
Yes.
That he was nagged into seeing his future wife, and he didn't want it because she was so young and she was just back from college
Jeremy Stewart. I don't want to go see her. She's just a kid. See, I don't want to do it.
He was a
fool. You can tell Mr. Potter he can keep his jobs and all that nonsense if you ask him.
That's amazing. TJ, so TJ and Jamie.
TJ and Jamie sitting in a tree.
James, this could be the next NL cast couple that we had nothing to do with.
We had nothing to do with this one, but yeah.
Well, we could just say that maybe we contacted TJ's grandparents and said, isn't there somebody in this town?
Well, until this thing turns out to not be a baby reindeer thing, I don't want to be involved. I just want to say we're happy for you and leave it at that.
Oh, man. That's a great story. That's kind of like a Hallmark story. Do you watch Hallmark Christmas movies?
No, but I kind of think I got them all figured out.
Oh, you totally do.
Like, the old man is secretly Santa Claus the whole time.
Yep, and hometown girl shows up
or big city girl shows up back in small town.
In hometown, yep.
And the guy she hates is the one that she's going to marry at the end.
And it's everything gets really great, and then it gets bad for like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they kiss, and it snows.
Everything's
and
wonderful.
That is a Hallmark story. Christmas Hallmark story.
They churn them out, dude.
They do. I secretly, can I confess something?
Yeah, if I can.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
I secretly want to be on a Hallmark
movie.
Oh, that's not. I want to be in one. I'm not going to say mine now.
Well, I also watch them regularly.
Oh, that's what. See, that's where I thought you were going, and I was going to admit to my Harlequin romance addiction. But I'm just kidding. I don't think anybody
knows what those are. Those are a thing from the 80s and 90s.
They still make them, homie.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. I help take care of a very old woman, and she reads those things like three a day.
Oh my.
Yeah.
What? Three a day.
They still got the big chested men, you know, on the
front.
With
the long flowy hair.
With some woman that's about to pass out from passion. Yeah, it's all on there. Who was the guy that was on those forever? The
Fabio.
Fabio. Dude, yeah. I haven't thought about him for years.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter. Spray.
He's the guy that had a bird fly into his face when he was on a roller coaster.
Oh, really?
That's, yeah.
That face was probably insured for several million dollars.
Oh, and his hair, too.
Oh, Fabio.
Fabio.
No, TJ, yeah. Thanks for the best story we've had for quite a while. That was
epic. And best of luck to you and Jamie.
Yeah, we teased, you know, the baby reindeer thing. But first of all, don't see that movie. I couldn't finish it. But I hear it deals with some really dark stuff. But but Jamie, I'm sure you're a great person. And when you listen to this, just know that we think you're awesome. And you better treat TJ right or we'll come to Columbia.
And we'll, to Columbia?
Idaho. No, we'll come to Idaho. Sorry, Rexburg, yeah. Idaho. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll Columbus come down is there where my story's
and we'll,
from.
We'll ask them grandparents what the heck they were thinking.
Yeah. We might even get involved with some sort of, you know, I don't know what I was going
to
say.
I don't either. I realized I was desperately close to threatening a human being and I didn't want to do that. So I started backpedaling. I'm like, I'm joking, but does it sound like I'm joking? No, it does not.
But we definitely care about TJ.
You know, especially when I went straight for the hometown. I thought I was going for the hometown. And I was like, that sounded dark, James. That was not.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
We're going to have to change
lives?
The name of the show.
Yeah. Somebody's watching.
That stalker show.
Somebody's listening. Oh, man. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and a weekly bonus bonus podcast. Try it out free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. It also makes a great gift if you're a parent and your kid enjoys the show. Give them a year of awesomeness. Special thanks to our top donors, James Spangler, Carrie Wright and Christopher Tynan, and our associate producer, Robert Harrington. Do you have a funny life story that you'd like featured on the show? Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com and leave a review if you haven't yet. We appreciate it. John, thank you so much for another one. And remember, something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
All right, let's see if I can do this thing. Credit.
It's gonna be.
I don't know where to start.
Somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. Here we go. My name's Jamie. I can't see well. This is actually where I'm supposed to start. Here it is. My name is Jamie, and I can't see well. I look in the mirror, fix my face, but I can't tell if I look good or not, cause I can't see and I don't really care. I want TJ over here and over there. So I text him one day. I made up a little story about his grandma and granddad giving me a little money. And I said, let's make a date. It could be Saturday night. And he thought about it till the very next night. He responded finally, and I was filled with glee. I was like, hey, let's do this. Let's go some barbecue-y. And even though the barbecue's bad, the burgers are great. And he found out that I tricked him. Now he's full of hate. We're in a hometown, just living together. We're a couple now, and it's better than whatever. He doesn't know I'm evil. He doesn't know I lied. I'm gonna keep it all inside. I don't know. I didn't get where I wanted to go with that. But
there's still a couple, and that's what's important.
Don't worry about our we're not trying to curse your love, your new love. We're that's right. We're fans. We're big fans.
Yes.
Fans of True Love. Hey guys, it's James. Do me a favor. If you're a gamer and you're on YouTube, go check out my new channel. It's called Day Old Games. Even if you're not a gamer and you just like me, you might get a kick out of it. I don't know. Just try it. Just go to youtube.com/@DayOldGames. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast.